Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 215, Choosing Christian Recreation. This discussion provides guidelines whereby any activity can be shown to be either an advisable or inadvisable Christian recreation. The problem is not just to find something to do, but to find suitable recreation in which Christians may engage. Many varied activities are suitable. A list of about 100 different recreational activities suitable for Christian young people was compiled on a Christian college campus recently. Included were games, sports, social activities, music, arts, crafts, drama, nature study, linguistic studies, collecting, and service activities. Recreation is necessary for a well-balanced life. Mental health authorities say that balanced living includes work, recreation, companionship, and religion. Time and energy should be apportioned to each of these. Many things present themselves invitingly. You must make a decision about them according to your convictions, and Christians should base their convictions upon biblical teaching or principle. The following 12 principles can guide you in everyday Christian living. Number 1. Will this activity violate my conscience? Refer to the book of Romans, chapter 14, verses 22 and 23. If you offend your conscience because you do something without faith, to you it is sin. Study your Bible to assure yourself that what you do is in accord with God's will. Number 2. Will my doing it cause others to fail or stumble in their faith? See 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 through 33. Though one having strong faith may participate in an activity without offending his own conscience, he must consider the conscience of another who does not have the same knowledge and faith. Don't risk leading a weaker or younger Christian away from Christ by your example. Number 3. Can I glorify God in my body while doing it? Reference 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Man's purpose on earth is to glorify God. Christians know that their bodies belong to Christ. Number 4. Will this put me under evil influence? Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. You must be constantly on guard so that you are not led into wrong practices by your friends. If you think you have strong enough faith to resist temptation, take heed lest you fall. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Number 5. Will it conflict with my duty? Read Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Put God and His kingdom first. Number 6. If I do it, will it bring reproach on Christ or His church? Reference 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Reproach may fall on you because you're a Christian, but you should never bring reproach upon Christ because you behave hypocritically. Number 7. Will my efforts at self-control be strengthened or weakened? See 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit of God which dwells within Christians. See Galatians chapter 5, verses 2 through 24. Self-control can be learned. It needs to be practiced. Number 8. Is it a work of the flesh? Read Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. One may know what is right, but in a moment of temptation he may fail. The Spirit may be willing, but the flesh is weak. Number 9. Will it arouse the indecent? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Reading books and magazines or viewing television and movies which create indecent desires is contrary to Christianity. Paul said, "Whatsoever things are pure, think on these things." Number 10. Will this weaken my influence as a Christian? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 33. Never violate your own conscience to please a sinful associate. Number 11. Is it legal and right? Study Romans chapters 12 and 13. They should respect the rights of others and the law of the land. Do not try to overcome evil with evil. The civil laws are to protect you. Number 12. Does it violate my parents' wishes? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. There are young people who would still have their health, and others who are dead who would be alive today, had they listened to their parents whom they considered square. May God bless you in making these principles a part of your life.